Philippians. Chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the bishops, pastors, and deacons. Grace be to you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. Always in my every prayer for you all, making request with joy, because of your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is appropriate for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, since both in my bonds, and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all share in my grace. Because God is my witness, how greatly I long after you all with the compassion of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. That you may approve things that are excellent. That you may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. But I desire that you should understand, brothers, that the things which happened to me have turned out rather to the furtherance of the gospel. So that my bonds in Christ are clearly seen in all the palace, and in all other places. And many of the brothers in the Lord, growing confident because of my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even out of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ from contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. But the other out of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense, or in truth, Christ is preached, and in that I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. Because I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer, and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life, or by death. Because to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor, yet what I shall choose I do not know. Because I am in a strait between two, having a desire to depart, and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith. That your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ. That whether I come and see you, or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. And in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. Because to you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. Philippians chapter 2. If there is therefore any encouragement in Christ, if there is any comfort of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if there is any compassion and mercies. Fulfill my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or selfish ambition, but in humility let each consider others better than themselves. Let everyone not look out just for his own interests, but let everyone also look out for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not think it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Because it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputes. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Holding forth the word of life. that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yes, and if I am offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I have joy, and rejoice with you all. For this same reason you also rejoice, and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort, when I know your state. Because I have no man like-minded, who will naturally care for your state. Because all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But you know his proof, that, as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Therefore I hope to send him presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he who ministered to my wants. Because he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because you had heard that he had been sick. Because indeed he was sick near to death. But God had mercy on him. And not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that, when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation. Because for the work of Christ he was near to death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service towards me. Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilators. Because we are the circumcision, who worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh. If any other man thinks that he has reason to trust in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. As concerning the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yes, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained it, nor am already perfect. But I follow after it, that I may take hold of that for which also I have been taken hold of for Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not count myself to have attained it. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth to those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, spiritually mature, be so minded. And if in anything you are otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, where we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be like-minded. Brothers, be my followers together, and mark those who walk so as you have us for an example. Because many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their stomach, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Because our conversation is in heaven. From where we also look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like his glorious body, according to the working with which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brothers dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I urge, ask, encourage, Euodias, and Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I ask you also, true yoke fellow, help those women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with others of my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything by prayer and requests with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. If there is any virtue, and if there is any praise, think on these things. Those things, which you have both learned, and received, and heard, and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care for me has flourished again. In which you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want. Because I have learned, in whatever state I am, to be content. I know both how to be brought low, and I know how to be lifted up. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to have plenty and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well, that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also, that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Because even in Thessalonica you sent once and again to my needs. Not because I desire a gift. But I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all, and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an aroma of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly those who are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let it be.